Chapter 1. Pip meets a stranger. My first name was Philip, but when I was a small child, I could only manage to say Pip. So Pip was what everybody called me. I lived in a small village in Essex with my sister, who was over 20 years older than me, and married to Joe Gargery, the village blacksmith. My parents had died when I was a baby, so I could not remember them at all. But quite often I used to visit the churchyard, about a mile from the village, to look at their names on their gravestones. My first memory is of sitting on a gravestone in that churchyard one cold, grey December afternoon, looking out at the dark, flat, wild marshes divided by the black line of the River Thames, and listening to the rushing sound of the sea in the distance.
"Don't say a word,"
cried a terrible voice, as a man jumped up from among the graves and caught hold of me.
"If you shout, I'll cut your throat."
He was a big man, dressed all in grey, with an iron chain on his leg. His clothes were wet and torn. He looked exhausted and hungry and very fierce. I had never been so frightened in my whole life.